The Torah in Parashat Tzav discusses the inyan of a Karban Toda based on, the Gemara learns out also from Tehillim Kuv Zayin, and the Gemara in Brachas Nun Dalan Amud Beis talks about the four people who require a Karban Toda. One, Yordei Hayam, you survived a trip in the ocean. Hochei Midbaros, a trip through the desert. You recovered. Cholav and Isrape, you were sick and you got better. Or you were released from prison. In fact, there's a famous, and therefore you give special thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing a Karban Torah. In fact, it's a famous Vilna Gaon that people say over on Pesach, that when Kai Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they were saved from these four dangers. In other words, Hashem took us out of Egypt, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. From Chazal tell us, Mitzrayim is like a prison, like a jail. And of course, we know we went through Kriyas Yamsuf, we went through the Yamsuf. So we went through the water, and we traveled in the Midbar. And finally, at Har Sinai, the Chazal tell us all the sick people were healed. That's why, that's how the Vilna Gaon says, that's why the number four plays a major role in El Pesach, the night of Pesach. We have the four cups of wine, the four kids, the four language of redemption, because it's all about Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. It's all about Hakaras HaTov for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. We all know that Bizman HaZeh, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, so we can no longer bring a Karban Toda. So Chazal said, according to the Rush anyway, in the way the Rush learns the Gemara in lieu of Karban Toda, Chazal instituted Birchas HaGomel. Others, the Ramban seems to learn it's a different type of institution, because the Rush says, he hasn't connected to the Karban Toda. The Rush says explicitly that it's connected to the Karban Toda. Well, the Ramban, and there's a machokas about Ramban Rush on intercity travel. So you're not going through a midbar. So, in other words, according to the Rush, it doesn't fall under the category of Hochei Midbaros. You only, whatever they were masakin for Karban Toda, they were masakin for this. So therefore, you wouldn't say a Birchas HaGomel, while the Ramban writes, but you do, and it seems the Svardim seem, according to some Svardim, you do Ashkenaz Na. But the main point of the Rush is the connection to Karban Toda. That's why we read by a Kriyas HaTorah. We say the Birchas HaGomel, the minig is, as in its Div writes, because the Kriyas HaTorah and the Bima, it's like a Mizbeach, so we want to go ahead. Others say it's because we just want the minion. Then the issue of, can we say Birchas HaGomel at night, since you can't bring the Karbanos at night? On the other hand, we do it on Shabbos, which seems to imply that the question is, how strong do we take this relationship between Karban Toda and Birchas HaGomel? So either way, and that's another machogas as well, whether you need 3 days or not. According to the Ramban, you need 3 days, up until 3 days to say it. Others say, like the Rush, that no, you have all the time in the world, because there was no necessary statute of limitations on a Karban Toda. So that's questions based on the link between Birchas HaGomel and Karban Toda. Then there's a major discussion in the Poskim, whether women do Birchas, well, there's a question by women, it's an issue by Ketanim. So it's a machokes brought down in the poskim. Our meaning is that a katan does not say it because he's not chayavim, gomo chayavim tovos. And what about regarding nashim? What about women? So the meaning seems to be women don't make a Birchas HaGomel, different reasons given, maybe because Rav Arachara wasn't to be done in public. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shita, a woman can recite Pirkei Gomel in front of 10, even if 9 of them are women. He needs at least one male. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach wants the machalok between Birkas HaGomel on a trip, which the minhag is not to say, versus you do it after a childbirth because you're at home, it's together with 10 family members, so that's where the minhag developed. So that's a discussion, but he says in America there is no minhag for Yoledes, and therefore he writes to Shuntri Sai. So Yesh V'Yesh on whether a Nushim, some of a minhag, the woman comes to Shul, and then after Shul, like she gets 10 men and says it. So the Machok is Rishonim on Poskim regarding Nushim, and also regarding Ketanim. And this is another major Machok, is whether the Bracha is limited to these four categories, Yordei Hayam, Hochei Midbaros, or any life-threatening situation. The way we assume any life-threatening situation, any danger, we assume Birkas HaGomel is covered in. And, you know, I guess you get into what's considered a severe accident or not, and you get into what's considered recovering from surgery or not. Well, much of a danger if you go under anesthesia. However, there's a major discussion regarding airplanes. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Halicha Shlomo, he says, flying a plane is a sakana, and therefore, what's the shaila? Of course, you always have to make a Birkas HaGomel. It doesn't make a difference whether you fly over the ocean or a desert, if it's a danger or a danger. Rav Moshe Feinstein says similar, but for a totally different reason. Rav Moshe says you always have to fly on an airplane, you always have to make a Birkas HaGomel, regardless whether the trip is a sakana or not, because it's not done on secure land. In other words, he's saying, well, since one can't live up in the sky on a car ride, you could live on the ground there. If the car breaks down, you could live where you are in the car. On the plane, you can't. So therefore, he views that as a reason to say HaGomel by definition. It's like living Yordei Hayam. You can't live in the water by itself. You can't live in the water. And others point out that today, statistically, it's not dangerous. It's more dangerous to drive a car than to fly an airplane. And therefore, they say you should never make Birkas HaGomel after a plane trip. That seems to be the opinion of Yaakov Kamenetsky, also as well as Rav Soloveitchik. And I think that's the opinion of Schechter follows as well. Maybe definitely not without the Shem HaMachos. It's an interesting story with the Klausenberg Rebbe and the bells. So when the Klausenberger Rebbe went to Eretz Yisrael for the first time, so he went to the bells of Rebbe, just, you know, I guess to say hello to him, to see how he's doing. And he asked him, how did you get here? He asked the bells of Rebbe, how did you get here? Did you get here by boat or by plane? So he answered the bells of Rebbe. He said, well, I chose plane because if I went by boat, it'd be a big long trip and it'll be goring bitul Torah. So therefore, I didn't go by boat. So he liked that reason. And then he said, but he told him regarding the Birkas HaGomel, don't make the Birkas HaGomel with the Shem HaMachos. And he said, why not? He asked the Belzer Rebbe, why not? So he says, flying over the ocean isn't begeder Yordei Hayam. It doesn't fall under Yordei Hayam, is with the waves, you're feeling the danger. Above it is not Yordei Hayam. He doesn't get into Pashas. He's saying it's not a sakana. It's not dangerous flying. But he's saying he told them not to make it. And because of a Rebbe, he took it on himself not to do it. And in fact, he even said that now that the Belzer Rebbe said that you don't make a Birkas HaGomer, there's no sakana anymore, and therefore, you know, that's how Sadek goes there about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim. Like we had, there were different mitzvahs. It was with the Shargis Aryeh, I believe. Like, there was different issues. What's the definition of a trefa? And the Shargis Aryeh held that this type of pagam isn't a trefa. So, in fact, to one of the, someone had a shayla, and he said, as long as you stay in the town that the Shargis Aryeh, you live, you know, at least your regular life, because he holds it's not a trefa. If you go to another town, if you leave his town, then you're not going to go. In other words, in, kind of like in Shemayim, it's Paskin. So here Wednesday, that's what they say about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Machlokes Ramban Rambam, regarding Shadim or not. So, all right, what do you mean? Like, of course, the Gemara talks about Shadim. So I think they say over B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov, no. That once the Rambam Paskins, there are no Shadim anymore, so there are no Shadim anymore. So either way, the bells are Rabbi Paskin, and that's it. And then there's a follow-up story. He later went back. That was it. The Belzer Rebbe died a couple of years later. And years, many years later, 30 years later, 25, 30 years later, he went back. The Gozerberg went back to Eretz Yisrael. First, they say he had a major surgery. He recovered from his surgery after he felt better. And also, and because that's what they followed the, because they follow the Divrei Chayim, the Sanzu, who says, who goes with the Shita, like the Rush, there's no 3-day limitation. In fact, they hold, you know, a long time, where do you do it? So when he got to Eretz Yisrael, this time, he said, I'm going to make the Birkas HaGomel with the Shem Malchus. Because he says, even though the Belzer Rebbe told me to do it without the Shem Malchus, but now I have the tzir of I was sick. I was sick and got better, so he felt with both of those reasons together, he was able to say Birkas HaGomel b'Shem Malchus. So that, and based on this, actually many, and they point out the Klausenberg, the other, what's not this Achronim, the, he quotes the Avidraham in Hilchos Brachos. He quotes the Das HaRavid, which is mentioned in the beginning of Perek HaRoeh, that you should make, in general, what's the pro of making it without the Shema Malchus? If you don't make it with the Shema Malchus, it's a no-go. If you go Hizkir Shema Malchus, Arayim Brachos, Gevin Shem Brachos, She'in Lahem Keva Mekilam. So he really quotes Rishonim, who say that by Birkas HaGomel is different, even if you don't make the Shema Malchus, it's still meaningful, and therefore that was his meaning. But in this case, he didn't feel he was going against the Belzer Rebbe because he also was sick. However, the Minchas Chinuch Minchas Yitzchak wants to give a different reason. He says it's not the pshat in the Belzer. The Belzer Rebbe wasn't saying the reason why you didn't make a Birkas HaGomel with Shem or Malchus on an airplane, because an airplane is not danger. That's not the reason. In fact, he says it's the opposite. He thinks, the Adarab Havi Yotir Sakana. It's a much greater danger in a plane than over a boat. In fact, that's what he quotes the Machzik Bracho, who has an interesting Shaila about Akedas Yitzchak. That when he came back from the Akedah, did he make a Gomel? He talked to the Kohen Gadol who makes it out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if he can make a Bracha HaGomel or not. And basically, it is that the reason why he says you don't make a Gomel is because you chose to go on a plane. When the Gemara talks about Yerdei Hayam Bochem, you have no choice. That's the only way of getting here. Since you chose to go this way, he claims that once you choose it, so then you have no right to make a bracha. That's what he claims the reason of the Belza Rebbe was. And others disagree with this. It's Rebbe Elazar Waldenberg, Rebbe Sitz Eliezer says, what are you talking about? Someone goes on a cruise and he goes into the ocean saying, I said, no, there's no Hagomel because he chose it? He says, no, that's not true. He disagrees. If you're in a Makam Sakana, or perhaps just on a boat itself, in fact, that's a whole discussion in the Achronim. Let's say you bring it upon yourself. Let's say you didn't listen, your doctor told you to do something, you didn't listen, or perhaps you climbed up to a top of a mountain and you weren't supposed to go that far, whatever the case may be. You cause yourself to be in a case of Safek Sakana. So that's a Machlokes Achronim. The Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo writes no bracha, as well as the Minchas Yitzchak, and maybe perhaps the Minchas Eliezer also. And others quote from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos and require you do say Hagomel. Yeah, so therefore they say it, and they call it a minig, which really doesn't seem to, would do. So if you're not going to make Hagomel, why don't you make Hagomel? Because it's no sucker. So number one is the question if it's limited to Dafka, those four, or any danger. So if you assume it's only limited to those four, and you assume flying over the ocean isn't like your day ayam, so therefore there's no Gomel. Well, you have Rav Moshe's reason that, never Moshe, you assume like the Rebbe, there is no Sakana, or you say, like the Belzer Rebbe who said not to make a bracha, according to the Minchas Yitzchak, it was because he chose to do it. He chose to put yourself in. You have Rav Shlomo Zalman who holds it is Sakana. You have Rav Moshe who says you always make a Birkas Hagomel. So really, Al Pi Svara, it should make a difference between over an ocean or not, but the minhag seems to be that since it's a whole discussion whether the Briska Rav did make Hagomel with the Shema Malchus or Rav Yavka Kamenetsky didn't. So nevertheless, the minhag seems to be that if you're crossing over, even Rav Moshe, who writes, by the way, that you do make Hagomel, but you usually only make Hagomel at the end, unless you're going to Eretz Yisrael. So from New York to Eretz Yisrael, he'd say, because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, maybe the Mashiach is coming, so you go ahead and you'd make Hagomel that way. But generally, you make it at the end. And then, so either you have, you do make, it is a Sakana or it's not a Sakana. And the Briska Rav did make it because he said, Stavka, those four, so there's. So if you're making a bracha over the yam, you're assuming flying over the yam or the midbar is considered yordei yam, and you're assuming yordei yam and hokim baras achayiv and birkas hagomel, even if there is no danger. So some people say to make it with the suffix, make it without the shema malchus. Some say Aramaic, but I like Rav Shlomo Zalman's suggestion that he says that when davening in the morning, we daven in the morning, we say, Hagomel l'chayavim tovim, Hagomel chasodim tovim l'amo Yisrael. So when you make that bracha in the morning, you should have in mind that, that it's the Birkas Hagomel. And this on the Lashon Hagomel L'chayavim, people say Chayavim because we're really not worthy to be saved, or others point out Hagomel L'chayavim Tovis. Now we're saying Hagomel because we have an extreme case, but we're Chay because we don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day like we should. We should appreciate the everyday things. And that's the whole Yisod of Hagomel. It's a time of Thanksgiving. And therefore we make a Birkas Shavak v'Hodah.